Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I am Brad, here with Doug.
Hey.
Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth is coming out in about a month and a half. And if you finish Like a Dragon Gaiden, the man who erased his name, you get access to the demo of Infinite Wealth. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to talk about here. So, first of all, there are two demos that you actually get unlocked when you do this. You get what's called the Story Demo and the Hawaii Demo.
Oh,
so
weird.
We'll kind of talk about both really quick here. But I want to focus on the Story Demo because that's what I found interesting. Now, let's talk about the Hawaii Demo. I didn't play this whole thing. This is the, like, go explore the city stuff.
Yeah.
That you kind of know is coming. Like, okay, we'll give you a full party, go wander around, check out the combat. You get a Segway to ride around on.
Sure.
Go ride around on the Segway, check out a couple mini games. It's that kind of thing. The kind of stuff that you know is going to be in a, like, a Dragon game at this point.
Yeah.
So I kind of did it. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to kind of set this aside because this stuff I know is all going to happen. I'm cool. I'm in it. Great. Fine. Whatever. I'll spend a bunch
sure.
of time
yeah.
with it when it comes out. The Story Demo. About an hour and 15 minutes, kind of introduces you to this. Now, the interesting thing with this is that you unlock this at the end of
yeah.
The Man Who Erased His Name. The reason being is this entire demo you play as Kiryu, and it instantly picks up from the post-credit scene.
Oh, that's cool.
So not to spoil too much, but the post-credit scene of Man Who Erased His Name is basically Kiryu walking into this building.
Okay.
The intro to this is now Kiryu walking out of this building.
Oh, cool. Interesting.
So again, it makes sense that you're doing it.
Yeah.
And basically, if you played that game, what Kiryu is now doing with the Yakuza gone is he is basically running missions for this organization, and they send him to Hawaii to do this mission. Now, while you're there, you run into an old friend, and you go, hey, I heard about this guy with a giant-ass back tattoo who is a little crazy who just got picked up. I should go find him.
Yeah, that's fun.
So that's kind of your basically your game, what the demo is doing. It's basically showing you here's how Kiryu and they keep referring to, they use Kasuga, which they used Ichiban a lot in the past, and I'm not good with names. So
yeah.
Kasuga is what they refer to him as in this. But you basically need to go find him. You find him and you do a little bit of ultimately what the story is. But basically, Kiryu's there on this job and it's basically, I need to go find this woman. Kasuga's there and it's, well, I just came to Hawaii to try and find my mom because I heard all these stories. I grew up in an orphanage. It turns out my mom might be in Hawaii.
This happened to run it. I mean, I guess that's usually these plots because they happen to run each other. But then.
No. Kiryu hears about this guy and goes and finds him. You seek him out. And then it just so happens that they're both looking for the same person.
Okay, sure. Yeah. That's
now,
it. Yeah, it
this is an hour of probably a 40-hour game, so I'm sure there's much more tying this together and why it'll work. But in the demo, you're just kind of like, okay, yep, coincidence, here we go. But yeah, so then you get a little bit into this, okay, we're trying to find this person. There's some evil-looking guy who you fight once, and end of demo. It's a very interesting premise. There's some weirdness to it because obviously you're not in Japan, so everything being written in English just seems awkward.
Oh,
because
like all the signs
names,
and stuff.
Street
like,
signs, everything's in English. You do have an option for English voices. I definitely did not pick that, but there was an option for it.
Are there so a question then. Do the American characters speak English in the Japanese, or are they, or did you run into any American characters? I guess as I'm running through Yakuza games, people are speaking Japanese, like on the side conversations. In the Japanese version, are you running by and people are speaking English?
I think I only heard Japanese. I didn't pay that close attention to it now that you think about it, but that would have been an interesting thing to pay attention to.
Yeah.
In my mind, it was all Japanese because I was reading everything.
Sure.
But
yeah, that's fair.
But I mean, even just like you go into a bar and the signs all say, you know, beer, liquor, like in English. So like you kind of get more of this weird feeling of this world. Like it almost feels like kind of this fish out of water thing, even though I now understand more of what's happening. It feels
funny.
Weirder.
Yeah.
It's just this very weird thing. So the combat in this, it's turn-based again. It feels better than what I remember it feeling like. I think in our review of Like a Dragon, I think years ago, I referred to it kind of as like the my first RPG feeling combat.
Yeah.
This very much has feels a little bit more intentional. There's lots of movement. There's lots of, okay, groupings, things like that, weaknesses, all that's in there as you go through this.
Well, one question I did have, because I remember the big thing I felt was missing from 7 is that your attacks, like, it didn't really, like, you just kind of happen to run into one guy or another, but, like, do your attacks now have, like, here's the area you'll hit sort of thing?
It has all that. So, like, you'll have, like, a directional arrow for if it's, like, a forward shot or if it's, like, one of the big ones in the last one was, like, a bat attack that kind of like, swings through a whole area. It'll show you the area. So, there's again, there's a lot more of that.
Yeah.
A lot more of that kind of refined feeling of, like, okay, we know what people wanted. We kind of get a better idea of how to make this now versus just, I don't know, it's it's turn-based now, guys. Have fun. I did forget how goofy these things are, though. Like, the one of the side characters, one of the characters in your party has, their attack is, like, essence of something, and it's literally you, like, pick up the enemy, throw them in a minivan and drive them off a cliff, like, drive them around in a minivan, and, like, they're smacking their head in the back, like, in, like, some weird comedy. You're charging a battery to throw at them for an it's just all that goofy fun stuff that I almost forgot about until I, like, popped back up. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot how fun and weird this game is.
I was wondering, because it sounds like Gaiden played it pretty straight, and then this is, like, still full-on goofball comedy.
It's, what's in the demo is not goofball comedy.
Oh, okay, interesting.
That's just how people attack. Yeah, the attacks are. But again, you're focused on Kiryu in this, who is much more the straightforward guy, so I'm curious if when you get to the other side, maybe it's bounces a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Kiryu in combat, though, is very interesting because you kind of get the same type of turn-based, but his, like, quote-unquote limit break is basically, like, hold this button down and you can just play Brawler Yakuza for a minute.
That is
and really it's cool. Literally, like, there's, like, you just feel like you just, like, run over people because now all of a sudden, instead of, like, oh, you hit for 100, it's, like, punch 25, punch 25, punch 40. You're okay, this is fun. So you kind of, like, just, you borderline, like, break the game when you do it. It's just, it's a very fun, very kind of cool twist on what's happening there. So I was obviously new Yakuza. I'm pumped. Playing this, it's like, oh no, I forgot how good Like a Dragon is. So I am very, very excited for this. It is going to be amazing. No complaints at all in this demo at all. Everything picked up story-wise where I wanted to. Felt like it was going in a cool direction. Felt even better than the last game, which I think was my game of the year, whatever year it came out. It's looking really good.
Is your pre-order already set for the new one or for 8?
No.
Okay. I was just curious.
It will be by the time it comes
around. By the time this releases, it will have been pre-ordered. No,
it will have been pre-ordered. Yes, it is not currently there,
yeah.
But it will be by the time. But anyway, we are Workforce Gaming. You can subscribe to our channel, leave a comment below. We try and put out new videos every Monday. See you later.
Bye.